Okay, guys. Good morning, everyone. After finishing the Simanim of Memvav and Memzayin, and really going back to Simon Daud, also we decided we're going to discuss a practical guide halacha lemaisa to brachos and atilas yadayim after staying up the whole night. Okay, after learning the halachas, well, it should not be all that complicated. The guys who just came into Simon Memvav, so the atilas yadayim might be a little bit more confusing. So if you really want to understand, you have to go back to Simon Daled and learn Memvav and Memzayin to really get all the halachas down. But this will be a quick practical guide and reminding us of a lot of the dinim that we learned back. One could listen to this before staying up all night and they'll get down the halachas. Okay, you can never talk about every single scenario, but the basic din, when someone stays up all night, what does he do before davening in terms of brachos? What does he have to hear from someone else to be yotzei? What does he not? So let's start with the halachas of netilas yadayim for back from Simon Daled. Remember, we have two different din. One is to get off the ruach ra, and one is the bracha we say on netilas yadayim in the morning. So to get off the ruach ra, so we said that it's a suffix. Why do we need to get off ruach ra? Is it because you stayed, because you slept, or is it because of alos hashachar? So if it's because you slept, so you didn't sleep, so you don't really have to be washing negelbas in order to get off the ruach ra. But we also are machmer for the fact that really at alos hashachar, when the day comes in, you already are required to get off the ruach ra. So you are going to have to wash three or four times, depending if you're machmer for the gra, or just do like the shulchan aruch, you are going to have to wash. So really the time to wash is at alos hashachar. Once alos hashachar comes in, that's really the time to wash. But let's say if you're staying up all night learning, so if you're learning at that time, you're not required to stop your learning right at that point to go wash. Now, as soon as you take your next break, after alos hashachar, that's when you should wash, three or four times to get off the ruach ra. Okay, that's very, very simple. If you're not learning, do it immediately as close to possible as after alos hashachar. If you are learning, then wait till you take a break and you're learning before you start to daven. Now, if you have to be davening till the point where you're basically going to get ready for davening, so now you're going to go in terms of netilas yadayim. So in terms of making the bracha netilas yadayim, that was talui on the machlokas between the Rashi and the Rashba. Why we wash netilas yadayim with the bracha in the morning? According to the Rashba, it's because we're a new creation in the morning. And we said over there, according to the Beis Yosef, it's a low plug. Automatically we're a new creation whether we slept or not. So according to the Rashba, we said you can go ahead and make a bracha. The problem was, according to the Rush, the reason why you're making a bracha is because while you're sleeping at night, you touch dirty parts of your body, and therefore that's why you wash your hands before davening. So therefore the Mishnah Berurah gave us the very simple etzah, is what you do is just go to the bathroom. As long as you went to the bathroom at some point during the night, so then vada, you touch mekomos mechusim when you went to the bathroom, and therefore what you do is, right before davening, maybe you're dying, you should get up and go to the bathroom, even a little bit. You touched now mekomos mechusim. Now you're going to be required to make al netilas yadayim lekulei alma. And now you can go ahead and say asher yatzar. You say you have your netilas yadayim and asher yatzar taken care of now. And then you could say, even if you stayed up all night, because you touched mekomos mechusim. We said even asher yatzar, according to the Ramah, even if you didn't go to the bathroom, really you could still stay asher yatzar. But better to go to the bathroom before davening. So right before you're ready to daven, you should go to the bathroom. If at that point you have not washed three or four times yet, you should wash three or four times, okay? Go to the bathroom, come out, wash one more time with the kli, and then go ahead and you can say, now say you're in netilas yadayim and asher yatzar, okay? That's in terms of al netilas yadayim and asher yatzar. Okay, that's clear so far? Now, the other two problems we have is berachos hashachar and berachos hatorah. Let's take them separately. Berachos hashachar, we said, was the machlokas between the Rambam and the Rush. Because once you're going to be staying up all night, a lot of the hanas that we talk about in Berachos HaShachar, you didn't really do. You didn't really get dressed. So how do you say Malbisha Ramim? You're already dressed. Okay? You didn't pokeach Ivrim. Your eyes were open already. Okay? You might have heard the rooster crow. Okay? But you didn't wake up in the morning. Okay? You didn't wake up. Elokai Neshama. Elokai Neshama. I don't know. You didn't go to sleep. What about that? And Amavir Shena, the last bracha of Berachos HaShachar, they removed the slumber from our eyes. They didn't go to sleep. So in terms of Berachos HaShachar, we said really, according to the Rambam, yes, it's going to be a big problem because you have to get the hanaz in order to go ahead and make the brachas. And we saw the Shulchan Aruch really passing like the Rambam, but the Ramah passing like the Shita, the Rush, that said if you just make the brachas out minaga olam. We're talking about in general, we're giving on thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the general happiness of these hanaz that generally gives clothes to people. Generally, we open our eyes up in the morning. In general, Amavir Shein Aminav Bais. Therefore, we could still really be saying these brachas. So really, make her the dinna. We should say that even if you stay up all night, you can still go ahead and say all the brachas, even if you didn't get this hanaz, because Al Minaga Olam, That's what we said. Even if you don't hear the rooster crow in the morning, we still say the bracha. So same thing. Even if you didn't get dressed in the morning, you could still really go ahead and say the bracha. However, we did see in the Mishnah Berurah, quoting the Eli Rabbah, that said there's two exceptions to the rules. That is, the two exceptions was Elokai Neshama and Hamavir Shena, which are obviously very connected to sleep. We had a big suffix, why that should really be, if we're making the bracha, it's Bamina Gaolam. But the Mishnah Berurah definitely was Machmer that he said not to go ahead and make those brachas. And those two brachas, you have to hear from someone else who did sleep that night in order to be Yotzei the bracha. So really, the rest of Birchas HaShachar, you go ahead and say. You're really allowed to go ahead and say the rest of Birchas HaShachar on your own. The only two shilas we have is Elokai Neshama and Hamavir Shena, according to the Halacha Lomaisa. Lomaisa, if you have no one else to patter you, it's master from the Mishnah. If you look carefully in the Mishnah Berurah, it sounds like you can go ahead. And you want to be selach even to make those two brachas, but better, definitely, to hear those two brachas from another person. So that's in terms of Birchas HaShachar. Birkas HaTorah, which you just finished off learning, we know over again the machlokas between Rabbeinu Tam and the Rosh. Okay, Rabbeinu Tam says you make the bracha no matter what, once a day, and it lasts from Shacharis to Shacharis. So therefore, according to Rabbeinu Tam, you stay up all night. It really has no nafkamin, it doesn't really matter. Once the morning comes, you should be saying Birkas HaTorah. The problem is the Rosh, once again. The Rosh says that the bracha is when you make a hefsek. When you go to sleep and you have shnas keva, that's a hefsek in your Birkas HaTorah. That's when you have to go ahead and make a new Birkas HaTorah. And therefore, we said, according to the Rosh, it's going to be problematic to go ahead and when you get to Shacharis in the morning after staying up all night, you can't really make Birkas HaTorah because you do not have a hefsek. And those are the two days brought down in the Mishnah Berurah, quoting the Achronim. Okay, I believe it's the Gra on one side and the Derech HaChaim on the other side. Okay, whatever it is, there are two different opinions, and therefore he says Safik Brachas LaHakel. Okay, not to go ahead and make Berachas HaTorah. However, since the bracha is for sure, it's says Safik D'Oraisa even, you definitely says Mishnah Berurah then goes says you should listen to Berachas HaTorah from someone else, and therefore Alach LaMaisa Berachas HaTorah. If you stayed up all night, you would have to hear it from someone else. However, came Rabbi Kiva Eger and said, we have a way of getting within both shitas. We get in the Rosh and Rabbeinu Tam. That is how, if someone slept the previous day, if you took a long nap the previous day, even though he's spazim alach lemaisa, that really, a nap during the day is not considered a hefsek. That's the minog. And therefore, he says not to make a bracha when you wake up from the nap. However, that's only according to the Shita Rabbeinu Tam, you can't make a bracha after waking up. According to the Rosh, really, when you woke up that nap, already according to the Rosh, you could have made Birkas HaTorah already 3 in the afternoon, 4 in the afternoon, when you woke up from that nap on the previous day. However, we're machmer for Rabbeinu Tam, you can't make the bracha yet. But once the daytime comes in, now even Rabbeinu Tam can make the bracha. So therefore, both Rabbeinu Tam and the Rosh, says Rabbi Kiva Eger, you could be Yotzei if you took a nap. So therefore, if someone took a nap, a Shnas Keva, for at least a half hour in his bed, on the previous day before staying up all night, then with Mishnah Berurah brings down Rabbi Kiva Eger, you could really go ahead and say Birkas HaTorah then in the morning. We did point out maybe it would be better to go ahead and just have Kavanah at Afas HaOlam at Maariv, and therefore the rest of your learning of that night you could have will be with Birkas HaTorah, and you could be Yotzi through Afas HaOlam, and there will be no Safek Brachos HaHakel because you're just saying Afas HaOlam. Okay, so that it is. So just sum it up, according to what we just said, Netilas Yadayim, after you go into the bathroom, you could say Netilas Yadayim. Asher Yatzah, you could say, after going to the bathroom, you say Asher Yatzah. Birkas HaTorah, Mikra, didn't really, you could say all of them, but we said there's a problem of Lokai Neshama and Amavir Shena, and therefore we said that you have to be patur from someone else. And in terms of Birkas HaTorah, we said it depends. It depends if you slept the previous day or not. If you slept the previous day, you could go ahead and make your own Birkas HaTorah if you didn't have Kavanah the night before at Avos Olam. And if you did not take a nap before, then that also, you have to be Yotzei through everyone else. The Haino, once again, when you hear the bracha from someone else, we are machmer not to say Amen after the second or the end of the first bracha. We say V'vilha Arevna. We don't say Lasok B'divrei Torah. We don't say Amen then. The same thing, we don't say Amen after hearing Hamavir Shena Mi'anayim V'nusnom V'yachapai. Only after the end of the bracha V'yirat Tzom V'vanecha V'chulei V'chulei. Okay, Agamel Chasin Tovim L'mo Yisrael. Then you say Amen. Both those places you should not say Amen. And definitely, if you're Miyot to the bracha, you do not say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo and all these brachas. You answer Amen to someone saying the brachas. The reason why the Meg developed that once one gets up, it just says all the brachas, is just because it's very confusing. And we just said there's a lot of machloksim, a lot of of people don't know what to do. Okay, every time we get to the end of all night learning, I get 100 questions on this and that and that. There's a lot of different, but you have it in your hands. That's all you have to know. That's all the knowledge you know. The last, whatever, 10, 12 minutes of shir. If you understand this, you really should be able to answer basically any question about what you are going to have to do when you wake up in the morning. I'm sure still people will still be confused, but that's the halach l'maisa. Just one thing I want to add, something I heard from Rav Nevin Sal yesterday. Moreno Rav Nevin Sal, and this was a big chiddush. I never heard this before. B'shem Shlomo Zalman Orbach, going back to that thin of not sleeping the day. The problem, we not say Birkas Torah after taking a nap during the day, says Moreno Rav Nevin Sal, and this is going to get us out of a major problem. What's the problem? Is after you stayed up all night, let's say you heard Birkas Torah from someone else, the problem is right after davening, you're not going to be really learning for too much longer. You're going to go straight to sleep, right? Most people go straight to sleep after staying up all night, and they sleep for a number of hours in their bed. So then when they wake up in the morning, they're back to the same problem again. They're back to the same problem because according to the Rush, you should be making a bracha. You had a big hefsek in your Birkas HaTorah. According to Rabbeinu Tam, which we said the minute goes like, you have to wait till the next day to hear Birkas HaTorah. And you're going to have the whole day Bezat Hashem learning. That's going to be maybe without Birkas HaTorah. But Moreno Rabbeinu Nevin Sal told me, halach l'maisa, he heard this from Shlomo Zalman Orbach, his Rebbe, that if you sleep 3 hours, the shear of 3 hours in your bed during a nap during the daytime, then you are allowed to be summoned to go ahead and make Birkas HaTorah. It's a common question. I asked him why. He didn't know for sure the reason, but he gave a possible explanation. Okay? Maybe that because the shear for Shnas Keva, okay, even according to the most machmir opinion, is 3 hours. So you're in then, the Kuli Alma, it's considered Shnas Keva, and then we can rely on things. So there never said that, Salach L'maisa. Not only if you stay up all night and then you go to sleep for 4 or 5 hours, afterwards then you wake up, you can go ahead and make Birkas HaTorah, but that's anytime you're going to take a nap. If you take a nap Thursday afternoon and you end up falling asleep for 3 hours, the shir he said is 3 hours, anything less, we're going to say the minhag is not to make the bracha, but if it's more than 3 hours, Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevin Sal said, B'shem is Rebbe, Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, that you can then be somech to go ahead and say Birkas HaTorah, even on a nap during the day, and therefore that will get you out of the problem of Birkas HaTorah, have to stay up all night, because most people then go to sleep for at least 3 hours, because that's basically they're taking the place of their sleep at night, and that would get rid of those problems of Mirtz Hashem. We have clarity now and staying up all night and what to do in terms of halachas brachos. Is there something I did not cover that's something not clear before we end? Raise now, yes. What? Oh, tzitzis, thank you very much. What do you do about halachas tzitzis? We did not cover halachas tzitzis yet. Bezrat Hashem, we'll get to there later on in the year. Halachas tzitzis, what do you do about tzitzis? So if you stay up all night, you're wearing your tzitzis the whole night, so you cannot make a new bracha on your tzitzis. The bracha on your tzitzis is when you have taken out every time you put a new levisha. So either you could then go ahead and switch your tzitzis in the morning. If you switch to a new pair of tzitzis in the morning, go ahead and make a bracha. Okay? It is somewhat of a suffix in the Shulchan Aruch, but that's how we pass. You cannot make a bracha unless you switch your tzitzis. And therefore, that's why when someone gets up there and makes a bracha on his talis, and he can be yotzei through someone else's brachas on the talis if there is any suffix whatsoever. So those are the two options. Either switch your tzitzis or have someone else be yotzei in the talis. If you wear a talis, you don't really have a problem because when you make the bracha on the talis, you have kavana on your tzitzis. Also, if you're really stuck, what you can do is borrow a talis from someone else, make a bracha on someone's talis, and be yotzi to the talis, wear it for a little while, and have kavana for yotzi your mitzvah, and that will be pater your tzitzis also. Last question. No? Okay, anything else? Everyone have a great day.